On the telephone with us, the one and only Donnie Iris. Donnie!
Bumper, how you been?
How's Pennsylvania treating you, man?
Excellent, man, excellent. Pittsburgh is great.
That's right. I understand you live in the suburbs known as Beaver Falls. Is that correct?
Yes, I live in Beaver Falls. It's about, I don't know, maybe 30 miles north of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so where the heck does a rock and roller like yourself get all the influence from Beaver Falls? Is it in the water out there, Donnie? What's the deal?
It's definitely in the water. Just like, I guess that's why there's so many good quarterbacks from this area, you know?
That's right. You're actually picking up a lot of the influences from the Steelers, I suppose, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're rockers at heart, right?
Yes, they are.
Hey, Donnie, in the 1980s, you were an awesome, awesome talent. Of course, we all know you're still kicking them out. But tell us about Love Is Like a Rock, Aaliyah, My Girl, and all that good stuff. Growing up Pittsburgh and the Cleveland influence and Wild Cherry.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to tell, Bumper, but I can say this. We I played with the Jaggers and with Wild Cherry before deciding to branch out on my own, and I did that by meeting the keyboard player from Wild Cherry, Mark Avsek, who produces all the records that we do. And he's the guy that that gave us a Cleveland influence along with the Pittsburgh stuff that I had going on. My drummer, keyboard player were from Pittsburgh. We also got the Lake Erie connection. Our guitar player was from Erie, and as well as our bass player. So, you know, with the stuff that I was influenced by and the stuff those guys were influenced by, we just kind of came up with our own little thing going on there.
That's right. Well, before Love Is Like a Rock and Aaliyah, you were the rapper, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. 1970.
Tell us about that. Was a big, big song for you.
The Jaggers, the group that I was with, we struggled for years trying to get something going. And finally, after, 8-10 years being together, we decided to write some songs. And we had been with a couple of different record companies before that, and nothing really happened. Decided to go in the studio, save up some money, go into the studio, put some things together, and shop it around. We had a manager by the name of Joe Rock that shopped it to all the different companies. And finally, Neil Bogart up at Buddha Records bought it after we got turned down I don't know how many times from different record companies. But he bought the rapper off of us, and of course, the rest is history.
Chronologically, you went over to Wild Cherry after that out of Steubenville, is that correct?
Yeah. I played with Bobby Parisi and those guys for maybe a couple of years during the late 70s before starting the Donnie Iris thing in probably early 80s.
Now, I got to tell you something. Your production, it reminds me of Phil Spector quite a bit.
Well, that's a compliment. I mean, he was definitely a big influence on me when I was growing up. I loved his records, and Mark and I, Mark's the same way. I mean, we loved all the stuff that he had done, and our recordings were done, especially background vocals were done with a lot of layering and things like that. But and that's why some of those songs with the background vocals have that real, a Spector-ish kind of wall of sound back there. And that's what he was noted for, this wall of sound. Now, on the recent stuff that we're doing, we're pretty much, we're doing a, not an acoustic album, but something similar to an acoustic album. It's pretty much unplugged. We're doing a thing with, a bunch of the Pittsburgh guys that I've done a lot of gigs with. We're doing some tunes with Scott Blasey from the Clarks. The lead singer from Brownie Mary is joining me Kelsey is joining me on a duet that we're doing on a ballad, and it's going to be nice. We're going to sell it through the internet through www.donnieiris.com because we don't have a record deal, and see what happens. But it sounds good. It's kind of a laid back ballad type album.
That's right. Give us a little background on Love Is Like a Rock and Aaliyah and all that good stuff.
Well, we did those tunes when Mark and I decided to put a project together. We basically went down in my basement and started writing songs. And we came up with about a half a dozen of them there. And then a lot of the tunes like Love Is Like a Rock were put together in the studio. We just did some rhythm tracks. and the song developed from the track that we laid down. Leah, on the other hand, was a song that we had pre-written, and everything was ready to go on it. But Love Is Like a Rock just happened in the studio. It just evolved out of a rhythm track that we put down and then wrote the words and the all the other stuff on top of it. Lyrically, on Love Is Like a Rock, at that point, we wanted to write something that was very positive, yet, you know, something that rocked the track, the rhythm track, definitely, which was already done, had a nice edge to it, it rocked, and we wanted to write something positive about you know, what love can do, and rather than using that sort of a thing in a ballad, we decided to do something like that in a driving rock and roll song, and it worked. It definitely worked, and that was our frame of mind at the time. But that's what that song's all about. It's just about love and about how everything else, when you really come down, when it comes down to it, doesn't mean all that much.
Donnie Iris, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Bumper. Great hearing from you, man. I haven't heard from you in a long time. It's good to see that you're doing well. It's really great talking to you.